Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special Thanksgiving edition of Jay and Jack TV. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And hello, everybody.
I'm a little stressed out, though, right now.
Why are you stressed out?
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed. I didn't tell you this beforehand, but one of our listeners sent me a save the date.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't invite you.
Ouch.
So I'm like, do I go to the wedding? I mean, I don't really know these people. I just know of them. I don't really know them.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm kind of embarrassed that they said that don't tell Jay, but how am I not going to tell Jay?
Wait a second. This is the first time hearing about it. Who's getting married?
Well, it's embarrassing because it also falls on your wedding day. Prince William sent me a save the date.
Really? Yeah, Prince William.
He's one of our listeners, but he doesn't like you.
So you're going to go to Prince William's wedding instead of your own son's wedding?
Come on, how many times do you get to go to a prince's wedding? He may be king someday, right?
I guess.
So, you're never going to be king.
Wow.
I mean, even if you could be the king of podcasting, I might say, okay, it's close, but come on, it's not going to happen.
Wow.
So I've been stressed out all day about that, so I don't know what to do. Do I go to your wedding or Prince William? I mean, it's kind of an honor, isn't it?
Yeah.
He promised me a good seat, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think you have to go.
Not all expenses paid.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. He picked. They're getting married on the same day Colleen and I are getting married. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least.
It would have been nice if he could have pushed it back a week or something like that, so I wouldn't have this dilemma.
Maybe is there a DirecTV Red Zone for the wedding, so you can watch it while you're at my wedding? Or
that would be, but still, it's in England, right?
Yeah,
yours is in New York.
New York's cool. New York's happening.
I've been to New York.
Not really.
I understand the people in England a lot better than I do people in New York. So,
do you really? I mean,
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm torn. It's tough. Maybe the listeners can tell me which way to go. Do I go for Jay's wedding or Prince William?
I think mine's open bar. I don't know about theirs. So,
that would be the deciding factor. What do you mean the bar? I gotta pay for my drinks here.
Oh, man.
I'll let you know what decision I make before your wedding.
Well,
I'll give you some heads up.
Well, thanks, I appreciate that. Welcome everybody to Jay and Jack TV. This podcast is a everything TV podcast where we discuss the latest happenings of the past week of TV. Think of it like a sports center, but for TV.
Yes.
Discussion.
Sports center, but it's just not East Coast bias.
It's just Lost bias.
Yeah.
No, or J.J. Abrams or ABC bias now.
Right. We're just kidding.
This
show was not J.J. Abrams bias.
Yeah?
We kicked undercovers to the curb right away.
That is true.
To the curb before it got kicked to the curb.
But no, this is this show, which is being put on the Lost podcast feed, is just a trailer or a preview, I guess, is for our Jay and Jack TV show, which is a subscription-based show. It's only $2.99 a month for this show, and then it's once we get to certain levels of subscribers, we add more shows,
right?
Which is a lot of fun.
Well, if we get up to a certain amount, and you guys say you want us to do a Glee
podcast
dedicated to Glee,
or there's a big one out there that people keep asking for, Fringe podcast.
Yes. Which I thought was funny because we went to Vegas this weekend, and this friend of mine since high school, he's like going, "You guys are no longer doing the Lost one. I got an idea for you." So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. He goes, "You should do a Fringe podcast." I almost pushed him out the window.
So this is we're giving you the power here, and this is kind of the people want us to do all these different podcasts, and the easiest way for us to make it possible with our jobs and lives and stuff like that is to make it subscription based. And the more subscribers we get, the more shows that we can do that you guys decide. So this is the first time ever. I think this has ever happened where we let the listener decide which shows we do. And they have the power to decide that.
If we get enough subscribers, we'll podcast every single day. Or, yeah, if you want, we won't podcast at all.
It's either or. So if you don't want to listen to us,
you can subscribe to us and tell us not to podcast about anything.
But yeah, you can go to jayandjacktv.com and click on the Jay and Jack Plus membership there button there in the middle. And sign up for it. It's either $2.99 a month or I think it's $29 for the year of podcasts. So we try to make it as reasonably priced as possible. And once you do that, you go into your member page and you can get the feed for this show. And you can subscribe to it in your iTunes and put in the username and password. And then you'll get the show downloaded on your iTunes, put on your iPod once a week. And yep, once we make our first goal of 500 subscribers, we will let you guys vote on which podcast about any kind of TV show you want us to do. And that'll be totally up to you.
There will be some other podcasts in the mix.
Yes, but right now the main focus is a Jay and Jack TV right. At the moment.
At the moment.
All right. So now that we got that out of the way. For those this first time listening to this show, we have been doing, I think we've done 9 so far. Yes. So we've had other ones on the old Jay and Jack show feed. We kind of break down the stuff that happened the past week. We also have Yay or Nay, where Jack and I pick 2 of our favorite and least favorite
shows of the week.
Shows of the week. And then we have Best of the Week, which is kind of like Crackpot Theory of the Week, but for the best TV show.
And then
of
we
the
started
week.
Something last week where we had the vote for. We bring up a show from a certain decade.
And that segment's called TV Legacy.
Yeah, but we decided to switch it around that the legacy has to be...
Because somebody's losing so bad.
It has to be either a comedy
look at how it has to change
versus
that.
Comedy or drama versus drama.
But we'll get to that in the TV Legacy segment, which will be after
which decade,
TV Countdown.
Which decade? Because we're going to decide from which decade are you going to choose, Jay?
I'm going to choose 70s.
70s?
Yep.
Wow. And comedy or drama?
Well, you'll find out in the segment, won't you?
Well, I have to know how to pick.
Well, you're going to have to, you shouldn't know it right at the top of your head. You should already be thinking of all the possible selections you could pick.
Oh, 70s was great TV. Every day was must-see TV in the 70s.
So, think about it, Jack.
All right.
All right, so, what do you say we get some TV countdown?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go. All right, it's TV countdown time, counting down 10 TV shows over the past, I guess, week.
Also, what we didn't say in the beginning, too, you can also suggest a show that you might want us to watch, and we'll try and add it to our list of the 30 or 40 or 50, 60 shows we're watching already.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, you ready for number one?
Number one.
Number one, Chuck, with 5.5 million viewers. It was part one. It was a two-parter.
Yes.
Did you like last week's episode of Chuck?
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't have anything wrong with it. I mean, what was your feelings?
I thought it was getting back to, because I was on the, you remember I had gone a couple weeks ago, I didn't like Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck was kind of, they had a couple strong weeks, and then I think it was like 3 strong weeks, and the last couple weeks were kind of like, okay, this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've kind of said that sometimes Chuck could be a half-hour show, and I'd be happy with it. I thought it was a good show. I thought we were going to get a little more of Richard Chamberlain. Maybe we'll get, because he was a big time actor in the 70s and 80s,
uh-huh.
And maybe even the 90s. So maybe we'll get a little more of a Richard in the second part of it. I don't know.
You got a bit of a Rich crush?
Well, it's just he was a big star. You see an actor like that and you go, oh, Richard Chamberlain. He's going to have to be in this a lot. And was he?
Not so much.
And what was the guy that I like the guy when he fell out of the tram.
Yeah.
You think he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
You think he's dead? There's no chance for him.
No.
There's not going to be a soap opera where this somehow he comes back to life.
I mean, I like the actor. He's been in a lot of things. He's on Daily Show and Hangover and those sorts of things.
Yeah, I thought it was a good episode of Chuck. I wouldn't say great.
But yeah, I mean, it wasn't a barn. I mean, it was okay. It was all right. I like where they're going with trying to get his
ability to flashback.
Yeah, they intersect. But I think they should have got it back by the end of the episode. It was kind of like, oh, man, I got to wait another week for this. Just, you know, get it out of the way. Let's get it moving.
They've been extended. The season's been extended. They went from, 13 episodes or 14 episodes all the way to 22?
Okay.
They're going to have to start stretching it out.
Nah, you don't have to.
They weren't prepared for this, though. Nah. They weren't prepared.
They should have been prepared for it.
What?
It survived every other chance of it getting canceled.
No, but
they should have prepared for
it. You're told you're going to have 13 episodes, and they go, okay, we need 9 more.
Okay. But anyway.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying. I think that should have been... I don't know. It was okay, but it didn't blow me away.
So we're both in agreement that it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Not fantastic, but good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up is number 2 on our list is Hawaii
5-0.
Do you still listen to the theme song?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that...
Well, I mean, I think I've said before, it's like 2 seconds long, so it's not really taking up that much time.
But most theme songs are only like 2 seconds long, but I fast-forward through them. But mm-hmm. now they used to go to commercial, and you could keep going. But now you go, it's like, oh, I've gone too far. I got to go back. It bugs me. But what did you think of Hawaii 5-0? It was the dictator one.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Was he supposed to be like from North Korea or something?
Something like that, yeah. But you know, I mean, it's a good show. I mean, it has some ones that are more touching than others, and but overall, it's a fun show. It's a popcorn show.
Well, put them in a dilemma. Do you protect this guy? He's just a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But your job—that's you're hired to do a job, so I guess you have to do it, right?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in that position. But you know, what are you gonna do? I think Hawaii Five-O is trying to kind of toe that line of what's right and what's wrong.
What's wrong? Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously, but you know, like the kind of the bad cop or the on edge kind of cop kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where McGarrett's
they're breaking the rules a little bit.
But I think I'm okay with that.
Oh yeah, of course, but it's definitely kind of going that 24-ish route.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all you got?
Well, you notice McGarrett always has to fight somebody?
Of course.
Everyone else just tackles.
Same as when he needs to have his shirt off. And Darren Day Kim needs to blow somebody in the face with a shotgun.
Well, I've already seen the next episode of Hawaii Five-O.
Yeah?
And that's all I'm saying.
Lots of McGarrett chest.
You have to.
Even McGarrett chesticles.
Even your mom said it because he leaves his pants. You know, it's like an episode of Lost.
It is.
He leaves his pants on, but he takes his shirt off. Yeah, it's like. I'll save it for next week, though.
I think if anything would be more restricting, it'd be the pants.
Yeah.
That's just me.
But I guess you can get arrested for just swimming in your underwear.
I guess.
Is that a rule?
I don't know.
He's McGarrett, though. He should be able to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he has a pass from the governor.
They're still doing the scene in the car, though.
You know what? I think I've let it go. It doesn't really bother me much anymore.
No, it still bugs me.
I know you'll never let me.
I'll never let it go because you watch other shows that do a better job with it. Yeah. Why is Hawaii Five-0 having so many problems with this?
Maybe they're trying to be retro with it or something.
I don't like it.
Well, you...
You guys are new to this show. We talk about when McGarrett and Dano are in the car together. You can tell it's on a set.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell they're not driving to anywhere. It's like, come on. It just drives me crazy. It's bugging me. Tint the windows. How hard is it to tint the windows?
Hey, I don't disagree.
They can have an episode where they had to tint the windows because someone was out to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to see who... They didn't want them to know who was inside the car. Problem solved right there. Other than that, though, I love Hawaii Five-0.
Yes, I agree.
Number three on the list is the
number
event.
Number three on the event?
With 5.7 million viewers, what do you think of the event?
I know you're thinking it's too slow, but it's not. It's okay. It's not.
Well, see, that's the problem. It's just getting to the point where it's okay for me. In fact, after the episode, I'm having trouble remembering what I even saw.
Yeah.
I've stopped trying to figure out what was going on. It's kind of slow. They have characters on there.
Well, I mean, I think... Have you already figured it out? Is that why you stopped trying?
No, I don't care.
Really? I mean, I'm still curious. Like, I still want to find out, like, you know,
I've
all the details.
I've gotten to the point where the show is kind of slow. It's there's some scenes that are just
Do you watch it after Hawaii Five-0? Is that why you have, like, the big boom pow explosions and you can't?
Maybe that's it. Maybe because I watch it late at night because your mom doesn't watch it, so I have to watch it late at night.
There's your problem right there.
It's kind of boring. To me, at times, it's boring. There's some characters I just wish they'd shoot.
Okay, but still. I mean, I don't know. I think you have to
But it's not just me. The ratings have dropped and been dropping and been dropping.
I thought it's been hanging around 5 for a while.
Well, it used to be at 7. When we first started, it was at 7-something. So it's dropped about 2 million viewers.
Yeah.
They need to put some new life in. And then I got a problem with the president. I've watched The West Wing, and that guy's multitasking like there's no tomorrow. This guy only cares about what's going on with Cecilia, whatever her name is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all he cares
about. It's not very realistic. I'll agree.
It's like, come on, President. You know, we got an economy that's failing. We got things going on here.
Maybe not an event world. Maybe that's the only concern.
The only problem going on in the world is what's going on with those 66 people. Because are they aliens? Are they not aliens?
Because you're right. I mean, it's a top secret. It seems like it's a more secretive thing that's going on because they're kind of keeping the public out of it. So he would have to kind of keep up what's going on with the public, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
And plus, he's got. And how did they explain the plane? First, it was the plane crashed, and now it didn't. Now the people. What's going on here?
Yeah, they're definitely kind of. Putting a lot of suspension.
And then the president flies to the different places and he interrogates the people. Come on, really? Really?
It's not believable, bud.
It was, you know, the sad thing is about 3 weeks ago, they had about 2 or 3 episodes that were really good.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 2 or 3 have been just subpar. I'm just losing interest in it.
Okay.
Pick it up, guys. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
You need to have, ever since they came back from the break, they took a week off. They've not been the same show since they took the week off.
Maybe, okay, I'll give you it hasn't been the same, but I think you should also give it a chance to watch it when you're less tired. I think it's a bit of both. Because I don't think it's that bad. I think it's still good. It's still watchable. I'm still interested in the storyline for me, anyway.
Some of the storyline, but some I just don't care.
Okay, all right, okay.
I've already seen next week's episode, and I don't want to take away what, I don't want to spoil anyone.
Okay.
The Office at number 4, what'd you think?
I liked it.
That was the Halloween one?
No, it was Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving one. I'm sorry. Thanksgiving, go. Halloween. There it's the same day.
No, I thought it was good. I thought had the classic, you know, Michael. He had his reasons for what he was doing, and right. it was justified in the end.
You think that's what they're going to do? Is that Michael is going to end up realizing that these people are not his friends, and that this job that he always thought was his because he's leaving the spoiler. He's leaving. That he realizes that these people are not his family.
No, I think he's always going to care about them.
Well, I think he's going to care about it, but I think the reason he stays at Dunder Mifflin, he always loved Dunder Mifflin. That was his baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he always considered everyone in the part of his family.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem he's always had is he never gets it back. They don't think of him as family. Like Ryan, he thought it was his best friend, and we find out in this episode Ryan's just a user.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't disagree, I think it'll be more...
And Michael's starting to realize that with the... Ryan, he realized that, you know, he knows he's not. Michael's not stupid. He just does stupid things.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I would say it'll probably be more along the lines of he gets back with Holly, and that becomes his family and his focus.
Well, I think that, but I think that's how he leaves Dunder Mifflin. That he, you know, he finds Holly,
mm-hmm.
and he knows he can leave because he's done all he can at Dunder Mifflin, and also that they are what they are. They're just coworkers.
Yeah,
they're not really family.
I don't know. I still feel like they're family to me.
Well, they didn't. They didn't make Michael the Godfather a couple weeks
ago.
Yeah,
but they were still there. They were still there at the christening. I mean, that's what family does.
He was there, but Michael's the one that invited everybody else.
Okay,
he invited all the coworkers because he thinks they're all one big family.
And then they all went to Andy's thing, Andy's play.
Yeah.
So I think they and then they went to the viewing party
together.
They
didn't want to go to Andy's thing.
They went to the viewing party.
Yeah.
So they do stuff outside of work. I mean, that would classify me as friends and family. That's just
more,
me.
I would say more friends, less family. Michael thinks of it as a family because his family upbringing wasn't that great.
Well, I mean, and then you could even say in the Glee viewing party episode where Erin views Michael as her father
figure, right?
Yeah,
but she's the only one that thinks that. But you know, the funny thing is, he never gave Erin the time of day until she said that.
But you know what, though? I think in the end, I think hopefully, they'll kind of have a acknowledgement that, you know, they are one big family. That's just my view of the show.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. Number 5 on the list is Modern Family with 12.1 million viewers.
12.1.
Which is amazing because it goes against Criminal Minds. It gets like 15 million in LA. SUV, SVU that gets like 8 million.
An LA SUV? What is that?
Whatever like? It is, SVU.
No, it's LA Law and Order, isn't it?
Law and Order LA is on a 10.
So what's LA SVU?
It's just SVU. I started to say LA Law and I realized it was SVU.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's, you know, I love it. I love that show.
It was funny with the... what's her name with the gun?
Yeah, the BB gun.
Yeah, BB gun. You knew she was going to shoot the inner tube, though.
I didn't. That was out of the blue for me.
I called it, but the kid cracks me up.
I did love this week's episode too.
Well, we can't talk about that because we haven't
watched. Okay. Well, then next week we're gonna like double catch up. Well, actually, this week there wasn't much new TV on anyway. So,
well, I've got like 8 shows already written down.
So yeah,
we're cool. But yeah, it was a very funny episode. It's still I keep saying, if you guys have not watched Modern Family, you have to watch it. You don't have to start because a lot of shows people you have to watch it from the beginning. No, you don't. You don't have to watch it from the beginning.
I would agree.
You do not have to watch it from the beginning. Do you want to talk about, well, we could talk about later on, but did you watch How You Met Your Mother yet?
No, I have not.
So you want to wait and talk about that next week?
Yeah, because I thought that was on, it was this week, wasn't
it? It's for this week's show.
Yeah.
The one with Jorge Garcia was on it.
Yeah, so we're going to say that for next week.
Okay. But Modern Family, again, you can watch it start, and it doesn't take long to get into the characters.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, I mean, because it's not a... Just the way the comedy is, it's not you have to kind of know the inside jokes. It's pretty...
It has a few inside jokes.
A few, but not built upon previous jokes.
After a couple episodes, you can figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Whereas people say, no, like people I said, How You Met Your Mother. You have to watch from the beginning to understand what's going on. Well, that's been on for, what, 4 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So now I got to go catch up and, you know, watch 100 episodes before I can understand why this is supposed to be funny. It's like Lost. You couldn't go into Lost the fourth season.
No, not a chance.
Okay, I like this show, but I have no idea what's going on. But, you know, you could watch
from the beginning and still have the same experience.
But I think you'd be more confused over what's going on than you were before. But this Modern Family, watch it next week, and you'll enjoy it. number six on the list is 30 Rock with 5.1 million viewers.
A good episode. I thought it was great. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was a good episode. The ending was great.
We're all responsible for heroes sucking.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They had a shout out to Animal House. And any show that has a shout out to Animal House gets a thumbs up in my book. It was one of the funnier episodes of 30 Rock, mm-hmm. I thought.
I mean, you know, I know you don't.
It's not LOL laugh out loud comedy. It's just not.
I bust up laughing.
Well, you bust up laughing over anything.
It's not true.
It is true.
I'm not Ed McMahon.
You are Ed McMahon. it's a show or something.
I'd like to watch it with you just to like see your realistic reactions.
That's my reaction. That was clever. Clever.
Speaking of which, you saw Toy Story 3 today. Did you like it?
Why was everyone crying?
Because it's you don't find that really emotional and touching.
No, you grow up, kid. You put your toys aside. Grow up. You're moving on in life.
But that's what it's about. It's about growing up. It's about living and life changing.
Well, spoiler.
And stuff, you know, nothing lasts forever.
We should probably put spoiler because people haven't seen it.
Okay, but still. Okay, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, skip ahead.
Skip ahead like a minute.
But
I thought a toy was going to die. I said, why are people crying? I go, what's going on? I go, yeah, you cried today.
Yeah, I did.
I go, so it's okay, yeah.
But, I mean, don't you get the whole point of the whole point of the movie? What did you think the whole point of the movie was? Like, what was the theme behind the whole entire thing?
It's time to grow up.
No, it's not about growing up.
He was remembering his past, but time to grow up.
No, the whole thing is about the fact that life is short and you have to appreciate it while you have it and that it will end one day.
Mm. So that's why you were crying? You didn't know life was going to end
someday?
Well,
no, but I'm saying it's really touching. And from somebody, when I was a child, toys were my escape for when crap was not very good.
That's true for everyone.
So I think when you look back at it and you realize, you know, that
you're not alone on the toy. I don't know anybody so that's where that doesn't have toys that they had. I'll still look back at like Lincoln Logs. And the old Legos where you had to use your imagination.
Well, but that's what I'm saying, though.
Where they tell you what to make.
Where that is your, where you realize that, you know, that was an important part of your life. Passing that on to the next generation. And that's kind of the whole rebirth cycle and passing on to the next generation. What doesn't make it work
is I don't think most kids would play with those toys.
I don't know.
I see the kids at Cool Venture Camp, and they look at a toy and they go, "Where's the Xbox? Where's the Wii?"
But you know, I would say that's probably true for this generation, but for my generation, where I think we had some of the best toys in the history of toys, it is true. And so for me, it's like I can't wait to be able to like pass my stuff down to my kids and play with my kids with toys.
Your kids aren't gonna like it,
but I'm gonna raise them, and they are gonna like it.
You're gonna force your kids to like
your toys. Yeah, I'm like. You're gonna play with these Ghostbusters, and you're gonna like it.
Stay in there.
But you know what, though, when I bring toys over to the camp with the kids, they love it. But it's just not part of their normal life.
It depends on the toy.
There's tons of cool toys,
like the battling top thing you have. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I brought my Ghostbuster toys over, and they love them. We play for like hours. I think it's just a matter of it's not really in their normal. It's not what everyone's doing, so it's not part of their normal structure.
Well, the kids escape on a computer or something like that. Because, like I said before, we didn't have TV in our room.
Mm-hmm.
We got sent to our room. It was you better learn to play with these toys and like it.
But see, that's what I think robs you when you have the TV in the room is when you were sent to the room, you created your own adventures,
entertainment. Like I said, Lincoln Logs, Legos. Different things that you had to use your own. Imagine you'd use Matchbox and stuff like that. A little army man, you'd build a whole fort and stuff like that. I don't see kids doing that now. Maybe I'm wrong.
But see, I don't think that's what the whole point of the movie is about. So I guess maybe you just didn't feel the same level that most of America felt.
I got it that he was sad that he's leaving his childhood behind and he's going on to his next step on life. I got that. It just didn't.
But you didn't get, you know, the cycle or the circle of life, him passing it on to the next generation?
It didn't make me sad.
Okay.
He should be happy. He's moving on to the next step.
But still, gosh.
You
have a heart of stone.
You can't be a kid forever. Time to grow up.
Nah, you know, I think you should always keep a bit of the kid in you. If I know that for anybody, it's you, the biggest kid I know.
True, but I never grew. I never moved on to the next step. That's why I don't understand what his problem is.
You never grew up.
Grow up.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so we're talking about 30.
The man who cheats at golf or go-karts.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying. So 30 Rock, I thought was a good episode. It's never been a comedy, except for the one with the... A couple times I'll burst out loud laughing, but it's not one of those... It's not like Modern Family or MASH in its prime or Happy Days the first few years where you're just laughing out loud. It's like, that's pretty clever. It's a smart comedy.
Well, that's right. I like it. It's a smart comedy.
It's smart comedy, but you know what I think would be better?
It's smart and self-aware, and
But they do that every episode. It's like, mix it up a little bit.
That's the style. I get your smart... Modern Family is the same gags every episode, but it's funny.
But it's not the same gags every
episode.
It
is, kind of.
It's not.
It is. Phil's the geek.
Well, Phil's a geek.
Claire's the uptight mom.
Phil is you.
What's... I forget her name.
Gloria.
Gloria. She's the rough and tough. Is it Colombian?
Colombian, yes.
And
it was funny when she shot the keys.
And this week what she did. I mean, it's kind of the same. And then Cam and
whatever his name is.
Yeah, I mean they're a gay couple with an Asian child. I mean it's the same. It's the same type of humor each week.
I guess,
I just think that humor sticks with you better.
It's always
the same type of humor each week.
I will watch Modern Family 2, 3, 4 times. 30 Rock, I'll watch it probably once, and I'll be satisfied.
That's you. That's for you.
I don't need to watch it twice because I won't laugh if I didn't laugh out loud the first time. It's a good show. But no way would I say it's great.
Well, I would say it's a great show, and that's just me.
You say everything's great.
No, I think it did win an Emmy for Best Comedy. So
yeah, a lot of things win Emmys.
For Best Comedy?
So that's what you think has to be...
I'm just saying, it's won awards for being a Best Comedy. So
you think that you would vote for... You would say a show is great and vote for a show that's great if it won an Emmy.
I'm saying that's people besides me backing it up that it is a great show.
Okay, so later on...
Same with Modern Family. I'd say Modern Family is a great show, and it won Emmy for Best Comedy.
All right, so just remember that you say any show that won an Emmy, you'd back up and say that people are backing that up as a great show.
No. I'm saying it backs up my argument.
Okay.
That's all.
I'm just saying, remember what
I'm saying that I have to like every show that wins Emmy for Best
Show. Remember what you said.
Oh, I know. You're going to use that for Hill Street Blues or whatever, but...
Number 7 on the list.
You don't see that one coming.
Community, 4.4 million viewers.
I loved this week's episode. Last week's episode, loved it.
I thought it was pretty good. I liked the part with the old man when he says he has a little TV and he goes, "We've come to looting." That was funny. The whole tent thing, and then they didn't like the blanket tent thing because it became commercial. It became mainstream, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had to tear it down. I thought it was a really good episode, but I have went back and watched the paintball episode.
Oh man, we watched it on the plane.
That was a very funny episode.
Yeah, definitely.
It was smart. It was funny. It was just the way they went so out there with it was hilarious. So everyone that's been saying you need to go watch the paintball episode, you were right. It is a funny episode.
I think that's where you get the humor. Community makes it pokes a lot of fun at like movie archetypes or stereotypes or TV show stereotypes.
It's definitely a show you have to watch more than once. To get into the characters
uh-huh.
and understand what they're doing,
like in the tent city, like they're running through the tent city, like it's a James Bond movie or something.
Well, they're crawling through the tent.
Well,
city.
Yeah, but you know, but it's kind of poking fun at like you know chase scenes and like I don't know, I really like that about the show. It's really I find it very.
Yeah, I'm
glad.
I'm glad people told me. See, that's what people said. Go watch it. You'll enjoy it. I went back and watched it. I'm enjoying it. I think it's a good show. I would not like. I would say, oh, it's my God, it's favorite of the week. But I do. I will watch it now.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know why I stopped watching in the first place. I think I just got just too many shows to watch and just kicked it to the curb.
Lost was on.
Yeah, Lost probably was on.
Yeah,
but no, it was very it was a funny episode. Except like I said, that scene with the TVs as we're looting, it just cracked me up because the blankets are coming down. But if like people have said, if you haven't seen the episode with the paintball one, Look it up. And it's season one, right?
Yeah.
Look it up and watch it. It's very funny. Number 8 on the list with 11.7 million viewers, Glee.
This was, I think, my favorite episode of the season.
I thought the first 30 minutes was, I will never say this, but it was really good. And then for whatever reason, it just dropped off.
Really? What dropped off about it?
I don't know. I just got bored with it.
Really? I like the Gwyneth Paltrow episode. That's what we're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I don't...
I thought overall it had really good music, and I thought Gwyneth Paltrow was great. I thought the storyline was great. It was great.
I was trying to figure out, I go on Twitter during Glee and stuff like that. Why do people hate Gwyneth Paltrow?
I don't know. It may be one of those girl things or something.
No, but it was guys too.
Well, they're girls.
But it just, I'm like going, what has she ever done? She's not like Lindsay Lohan or someone like that that's out, Paris Hilton that's out. Well, she's actually.
I think it may be because she named her kid Apple.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's all because she named her kid Apple?
That's my theory.
I mean, really, what has she done? She dated Brad Pitt, right?
Did she?
Yeah, I think she
dated. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, she dated Brad Pitt.
Okay.
I've never heard her do anything that was like, oh, I can't believe she did that.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of Gwyneth Paltrow. But there was a lot of people just think she's overrated.
I thought she was good.
I didn't know she could sing.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the previews for that country music, and I'm assuming that's why she did this, to promote the country one. I thought she did a good job singing. I thought, oh, she's fine.
And I know some people have mixed feelings on the Singing in the Rain mashup with Umbrella, but I liked that. I really enjoyed it, actually.
That one was kind of boring to me.
I liked it. I liked the melody of it and kind of the way we went with that. And I really liked the Make 'em Laugh dream sequence. I thought that was great. And yeah, I think overall, I really, really enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, for whatever reason, about it was like 20 minutes left, I go, okay, let's just end this. I'm done.
We're just too tired, Jeff.
I don't know. It was like 9 o'clock. Whatever time's on, I go, nah, I'm just kind of bored with it.
All right, okay.
And like I said, start out, I liked how Gwyneth Paltrow was going around, and they did the whole butter on the floor and stuff like that, and she didn't slip, and then Kurt came in and slipped and fell. I thought that was funny. But maybe it's a whole substitute. She needed to grow as a teacher.
And I do really like where they're going with the Kurt and his boyfriend storyline. I really like it.
Or
his
harasser?
No, not his harasser. I forget. Is it Blaine?
Blaine?
I can't remember what they're calling him. But I really like that storyline. And I'm very interested as well, I think, going to the harassing guy, the football player.
Now,
I'm really interested to see where that's
going
to go.
Did you see this week's episode yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, then never mind. I thought you were talking like you had.
No, I haven't. Okay. So I'm excited to see where that goes. They set it up pretty well in this episode, too, I thought. So overall, I really like this episode.
I would say that next week's episode, I enjoyed more than last week's episode.
Okay.
That's all. A little teaser there.
Okay.
A little teaser. Number 9 on the list, Blue Bloods with 11.3 million viewers. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
I would say it's probably the best episode they had.
Ever?
Ever.
Yeah?
Of Blue Bloods.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. It is getting a little cop drama on me, though, but...
Well, I think it would kind of get more like Criminal Minds.
See, and I don't like Criminal Minds.
Oh, Criminal Minds is a great show. But who couldn't go wrong? You can't go wrong with Tom Selleck shooting someone. You know what would have worked a lot better?
Is that like your fantasy?
No, it would have worked a lot better if he had really tight shorts and a Hawaiian shirt.
That's what you'd like?
I think everyone would have liked that. Would have been
I don't know.
He could have pulled up in a red Ferrari to save his daughter and then shoot the guy in the head.
I mean, I'll agree. It was probably one of the best episodes of the show.
Well, I like how the councilwoman was trying to first it was the mayor. Then the councilwoman's trying to throw everyone – she's trying to throw everyone on the bus. And then it turns out to be her fault.
That's usually how it is, though. Didn't she kind of call that?
Or? Yeah, I know. But here's a guy losing his pension. I'm like, he shouldn't lose his pension because he can't get the funding for it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Letting that guy back out on the streets. I like Mark Wahlberg's character. I like him. Or Donnie
Mark
Wahlberg.
Mark or Donnie?
Donnie. Either one.
Donnie's very matter of fact.
Yeah, I like Donnie Wahlberg's character.
That's cool.
I like him. I like how he's But you know, since I found out that Tom Selleck isn't always there, I'm wondering...
Do you notice it now? Or?
Well, I noticed at the dinner table, I don't think he's there with the other people.
Really?
If you watch, they never show a scene with another actor... They didn't this. They did ever. Well, if Parade magazine a couple weeks ago, they had something about Tom Selleck. He was hesitant about doing this show because he lives in L.A. They film in New York, and he's like, well, you know, I'll do it. A lot of his scenes they film without the other actors. So he comes and shoot films a scene. So I'm wondering if that scene was filmed without the
I'll
other.
Have
actor
I'll have to watch it again.
I'm watching it going the whole time looking to see if there's another actor in there. I'm not even paying attention to the dialogue because every episode they have a family dinner.
Yeah.
And there's 52 of these a year. So every Sunday, I guess they have that. Because they made that line that every year. I'm enjoying it. Number 10 on the list at 5.1 million viewers is The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Did you see this last week's episode?
Yeah, and is this the second to last? Are we at? Because it's only six episodes.
We only have two more.
That's right. Okay, so then two more left after this one. And we just had one this week as well.
Right.
I haven't seen this week so far.
You haven't seen this? No, this week's haven't happened yet.
Oh, so we're talking. We are talking about this
last
one.
Last Sunday's yet. No, this we're talking about the one that.
It's this Sunday.
You saw the one?
Yes.
Okay, where they're looking for the brother.
Yeah, I'm confused on what our timeline is, but yes.
Yeah, because we fell behind. But I like this show. But the only thing that bugs me about the show is when AMC comes back and they tell you right ahead, before it's going to get really graphic. This may contain scenes. Da, da, da. It's like, hey, spoiler alert.
Well, they should do that before every.
Well, I think they do, but then before it gets really graphic again, they come back and tell you, hey, it's going to get really graphic.
I think they have to probably by whatever law? Yeah, whatever the standards are for like basic cable.
So who would know the zombies weren't going to come back and invade the camp?
I mean, you're right, but
I'm like, well, what's going
to
happen
okay,
here?
Okay, so how would you suggest doing it then? Like if that's the rule, they have to somehow.
Well, I think it's a stupid rule.
Okay.
If you start at the beginning of the show saying this could be graphic, if you turn in the last 40 minutes of the last 10 minutes of the show and, oh my God, I didn't know this was going to be like that, well, shame on you. Watch it from the beginning.
I think I'm maybe more concerned about like channel flippers or something. Just flipping through, it's like, oh my God!
Well, you know what? Channel flippers, put the remote down. What's going on? And someone comes up behind their shoulder and goes, no! They have a heart attack and stuff.
Exactly. They want that kind of lawsuit on their hands.
But it is gruesome.
Oh, yeah.
It is gory, and I understand why they have to have a disclaimer, but it's like, okay, I went, this is going to get gruesome.
Yeah.
What's going to happen here? So, but other than that, I love the show. I think it's a great show.
I agree.
It's one of those shows I said last week that you sit there and go, oh my, it's over already?
Yeah.
I can't believe it's only six episodes.
Yeah, it makes me wonder. I mean, it's cool if they're going to stick with that because I think it keeps the pace really, really good.
Now, they're going to come back second season. Are we waiting a year?
That's a really good question.
I mean, I don't know.
I guess, more familiar with like AMC shows with Mad Men. Is that
how it is? It's a year.
So I wonder if they'll wait another year.
I think they'd lose momentum.
Well, if they treat it more like a movie event, which they kind of did with the way it was.
How about every 6 months? How about we come back in what month?
That doesn't really count as a. It would be a different season, or it would just be like another half.
Well, they're saying it's. After the second episode, they'd already picked up for season two. I go, how's that possible? And I found out there's only six episodes.
Yeah.
I like it. I hope they don't wait. I don't want to wait a year to find out what's going to go on.
Maybe they'll end it nicely or something. I don't know.
At least the guy I don't like, the guy that was beating his wife, got chewed up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool.
It's always
And then
nice.
You had the random nobodies. I don't know what we call them, the zombie food guys.
Zombie fodder.
Zombie fodder.
Yeah.
they got chewed up. But the sister got chewed up. You know, she complained about toilet paper. Hey, let that be a lesson to you. Sometimes toilet paper just isn't that important.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so if it's getting chewed up by a zombie or toilet paper, I'm going to take no toilet paper and stay in the trailer. What about you?
Sure. A lesson learned.
Lesson learned. If you're out there camping, there's no toilet paper, just rough it. You're roughing it anyway.
Oh, man.
And how much toilet paper could they have?
It's like one of those TV things, like where you it's like.
Well,
they didn't even like show going.
Because earlier in the scene, the guy, the older sister was looking for gift wrapping paper to, and the guy said, "Well, hey, I'm sorry if I was in a hurry. I didn't have time to pack everything." But he had time to take enough toilet paper for 18 people.
They think ahead. You'd probably do that.
I would, but that's me.
Maybe he's like you.
I got my priorities, you know, intact. Hey, forget the food. Bring the toilet paper. We need it. Make sure it's a soft kind.
Oh,
the two ply.
Yeah. Good Lord.
But all right. I just thought that was kind of strange. All right. But I like all the. I'm interested to find out what happened to the. Because he burned his own hand to the stub to stop the bleeding. Was it calamine? Or whatever they do.
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Carterize. That's it.
Could you cut your hand off to get out of
it? No, it's like that. You've heard about that new James Franco movie?
No.
172 hours or something.
Is that where he's under the rock?
Yeah, it's about that. It's a true story about a guy.
The guy that was hiking and fell in the rock, got pinned his arm under the rock.
Yeah, and he had to
use a knife.
But have you heard the story though? It was a dull knife.
Yeah, I know, it was a dull knife.
So he actually had to like just pop his arm off.
It was actually a J knife.
No, but I mean, he had to like just really just rip his arm apart to take it off.
Could you do that?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe if I was in that point, maybe the adrenaline would be so high I could do that. But oh my God.
When you attempt the house, I mean, how dull could the blade have been not to get through the handcuffs? You're going through bone.
I don't know.
And the zombies hadn't gotten through yet, right?
No,
they had to bust the door to
true, get... True, very true. But oh my God.
I would have been on that handcuff like it was no tomorrow. Or that pipe. I would have figured out something else before I had to go through my hand.
Yeah.
But give the guy credit. He did it.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, you ready to get into...
And I did like how the gang turned out to be the good guys.
Yeah. I agree.
All right.
Well, let's get on to... let's see. Oh, we got TV Legacy, our first ever TV Legacy. Cheers versus...
Hill Street Blues.
All right, here we go. Dun, dun. It is now time for TV Legacy. Cheers versus Hill Street Blues. With Jack taking the side of Hill Street Blues and Jay taking the side of Cheers. All right, Jack. Drum roll, please. Actually, did we even get a vote for you?
No.
No?
The only thing that bothered me this whole thing. Like I said,
it was a landslide victory. Let's just say that.
I was a fan of both shows.
Okay.
I mean, I was a big fan of Hill Street Blues, big fan of Cheers. I still watch Cheers because it's on. I think that's why it got the most votes, because mm-hmm. it's still on. People said, I've never heard of Hill Street Blues. I've never heard of Hill Street Blues. I said, yeah, really? You've never heard of it? I almost get to the point where someone says that, your vote won't count.
No, you can't do that. Everyone's vote counts.
It's like
you can't deny the vote.
It's like voting for an election for president going, I've never heard of the other guy. I'm gonna vote for this one.
Okay.
Is it that hard to do a little bit of research? I did some research on Hill Street Blues.
Okay.
It debuts its first season, debut season, got 8 Emmy Awards.
Okay.
8 Emmy Awards. It was only passed by The West Wing. Overall, it had 98 Emmy Awards and nominations during its run. 98 Emmy Awards, and you've never heard of Hill Street Blues?
I think the problem is there's been so many like cop dramas after it that it's been tough to leave a lasting impact.
You wouldn't have Grey's Anatomy, you wouldn't have ER, you wouldn't have St. Elsewhere without Hill Street Blues. It was a show that it was a lot like Lost, except for the sci-fi part. It had comedy, it had drama, it had characters you cared about, characters you wished would get killed off because you didn't like them, because you hated them. It's just a great show, but like I said, it's hard for me to argue either way because I like Cheers. But I'm just saying, go out and Google it. It's probably on Hulu or something like that.
I don't think you want to. That's how lame the title is. But there was a nice email here from our good friend Ozzy Khan. He said, lads, my vote is Cheers. Jack, you forgot all about Magnum P.I. Where's the love, I tells you? Also, Night Court, another 80s comedy. In my opinion, better than Cheers.
I like Night Court, but I wouldn't say it's better than Cheers.
So, yes, it was a landslide victory. No votes for Jack.
No vote for Hill Street Blues.
That's the first I've ever seen that in a versus competition.
Of course, it only had, like, because there was a problem with the feed, and it only had, like, 3 days to vote, but come on, guys.
So, because of that, because Jack, for the first time, had no votes on his side, he wants to change the rules up a little bit, because Jack can't take losing, but...
Am I a loser because I like both shows?
Let's put up one tally for me.
Did you ever watch Hill Street Blues?
One tally for me.
Did you ever watch Hill Street Blues?
No, I don't think I did ever.
Ever.
Why would anyone want to watch that crappy show?
Oh my gosh.
So as the tally count so far for this season goes, I have one. Jack has zero.
All right, so let me Cheers write that wins. Down. Jay the cheater, one. Jack, none.
All right.
But I'm cool. You know, I don't whine like some people.
The next, first we're going to pick a decade, which is going to be 70s. And since I'm the winner, whoever the winner is gets to pick the decade and genre.
Really?
Yeah.
You just made that.
I just made it right now. I think make it fun. Make it difficult.
Okay, all right.
So 70s, and the genre is comedy. Mm-hmm. But since you lost, I'll let you pick first.
No, you pick first.
No, it's that's what makes it fair. I get pick it, but you get to pick whatever it is first.
Well, 70s had a lot of great television.
Okay.
Well, I get to pick any one I want?
Any show that began in the 70s.
Began in the 70s.
Yes.
Begin in the 70s.
And its genre is comedy.
I don't think it has to begin in the 70s. Cause
it has, I mean, for it to be, I mean, I think to make it fair, it has to originate in this decade of the 70s. So it could be 1970 through 1979.
Okay, I'm going to go with MASH.
I figured as much. And what is your reasoning for MASH?
It's the best show ever on television. It was funny, especially the first 5 years, comedy gold. Towards the end, it did last too long. For the people who are going to say that vote against it, it did last too long. It did go on too long. But it was just, it could make you cry, make you laugh, make you sing. It was just, you cared about the characters. When Henry Blake, spoiler, got killed off, I cried.
Yeah, it was a revolutionary show.
I may not have cried during Toy Story, but you cried when Henry Blake got killed off. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe they killed off Henry Blake. It's something that I don't think had been done at that time. Or at least I can't remember a main character getting killed off, and they didn't just. It's funny when a show like this show, what made it so good is, you know, Radar didn't suddenly grow up on an episode. It took time. It took a couple seasons for him to grow, and then they had he's no longer Radar the naive kid. He's an adult now. Hot Lips didn't become the way she was overnight. It grew. Frank was always a little stressed out, but his craziness didn't really take. It took a whole season for him to get crazy. They just didn't go, okay, suddenly you're crazy. Like a lot of sitcoms where you go, okay, you're crazy. You know, one day he's normal, next day he's crazy. Mm-hmm. MASH did it differently, and so for that, it's got to be the best comedy of the.
Okay. This is my argument for why. Well, actually, let me say mine first, and then I'll say my argument for why yours isn't, and then you can say your argument for why mine isn't.
I'll probably like your show.
My pick is All in the Family.
No, I can't argue against that.
It's just a great show. One that pushed the envelope. One that took chances. A show that wouldn't probably be allowed today. And it was just one of those shows that...
Not without a rating.
Yeah. It was just one of those shows that I think really it was ahead of its time. And it really, I think, put a good mirror towards, you know, American society as a whole. And I think it was a really funny show, while being very, very smart at the same time.
Well, I think
that's why I think between the two, and this is why I think MASH isn't as high as I would say All in the Family is. And the reason for that is I love MASH. It's one of my favorite shows. But I really only loved the first three seasons. Once
Trapper
left
and Henry Blake.
And Henry Blake died. That was pretty much it for me. Well, I'm not a big fan of it after that.
Trapper didn't die.
Well, he left. I'm saying he left and then Blake died. It really was never the same for me, and it wasn't as funny as a show after that point. It did linger way too long.
It did, but also All in the Family lingered too long.
Yeah, All in the Family did too. But I think overall, All in the Family had a bigger impact and was a more revolutionary show than MASH was. I think they're both amazing shows.
I think because I did watch it as a kid. I was, probably 10 or 11 when All in the Family came out. My parents let me watch it. I didn't understand a lot of the jokes until I got older. Mm-hmm. And then you rewatch and you go, oh, now I get it. Because, you know, I didn't grow up in a racist household, so I didn't know what was
going on. Yeah.
I didn't know a lot about what they were saying. I didn't know those were issues mm-hmm. growing up. But, you know, you watch it. It's hard for me to argue either one. I would watch either one. If it was on right now, I'd watch it.
Yeah, it's a tough versus.
It is a tough versus. But MASH for me was a funnier show than All in the Family. And still is probably funnier. But there's
I would say first three seasons you have an argument, but after that, not so much.
All in the Family, it was there's some great, great episodes. But I wouldn't say it was funnier than MASH. I say MASH first three seasons, hands down, funniest show on television.
Okay.
And that's over Seinfeld.
And so, there you go, folks. You have our arguments. Now you can send your email votes to jayandjacktv@gmail.com.
Once again?
That's jayandjacktv@gmail.com. You vote for either MASH or All in the Family.
And we're not going to take the vote, I didn't see either one.
Huh?
We're not going to take the vote, I didn't see either one. That vote doesn't count.
No, it has to be either or. Remember, the genre is 70s and comedy.
All right. Whoever wins gets picks the next decade and the...
Yep.
Wow.
So, lots of stuff at stake.
Next that I would pick, so far, I've liked all four shows.
It's going to be fun. All right, Jack, you ready to get into...
Yay or nay? Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, it's yay or nay, where Jack and I pick two shows that we yay, which is like, and two shows that we nay, which is not like, from this past week.
Right.
So, Jack, why don't you start us off?
I'll start off first. It's ESPN. They had their 26-hour basketball marathon.
Ah, yeah.
And I get to watch San Diego State play me once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the fourth or fifth straight year this has happened where the Aztecs are scheduled. And it's always late at night because it's usually a West Coast game.
Yeah.
Game didn't start till 11 o'clock. Of course, it didn't start on time.
Ugh.
But the game went on time, but they're showing some football. It's Tuesday night.
What football's on Tuesday night?
They have college games all during the week now.
But I thought it's supposed to be 24 hours of basketball.
Well, since it's the Aztecs, they had them on ESPN2. So they had some football. I don't know who the two teams playing in football were. Of course, the game ran late. And then it's like a minute left. And you know how long a minute left? It's like timeout. I think someone got hurt. Like, are you kidding me? So the game's taking for I so I missed the first I think 10 minutes of the basketball game. Then they come to the game. They start the game. And then they cut to the Tennessee some other game. Are you kidding me? And they didn't do a split screen.
Really?
So basically I missed the whole first half of the basketball game. And this happens every single time the Aztecs are on basketball. So ESPN, you get a big boo from me. Boo. Boo for that.
Well, it has to be a nay. So.
Okay. Nay. 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 Boo. Nay. So I gave that. Man. I gave that a nay. I couldn't believe, because I taped it.
Yeah.
Because I can watch it faster that way, then go to sleep, and, you know, no. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, man. Well, I guess my first nay is going to be Family Guy.
Isn't that your second nay on Family Guy this year?
Yeah, it's been eh. It's been eh so far. I think it's they did a whole, I think it's losing a bit of its edge, I think. That's just me. I did like American Dad better.
Well, how long has Family Guy been on? About 10 years?
8 years, I think, like that. But yeah, I don't know. It's just this season, I mean, all the Fox comedy shows have been kind of subpar. But I did like American Dad, though, this week.
Well, you know, it is tough to continue. It is amazing the Simpsons have gone on as long as it has, because how many new ideas can you come up with?
Exactly. There's a classic South Park episode titled Simpsons Did, where Butters kept trying to come up with diabolical plans, but... Everyone he came up with, the Simpsons already did.
It's just hard. Like we were talking earlier about MASH and On the Family going on too long. Well, how many different episodes can you have? I mean, the Korean conflict. Police action was only 2 years, right? So, or 3 years, 2 or 3 years. So how could, you know, but anyway. Sometimes the show needs it, but these guys are making so much money and the networks are making so much money off it because we get in a force of habit. We'll keep watching these shows. So
yeah,
as long as people are watching, they're going to put the stuff out there.
Agreed.
My second nay, my first yay, is Terriers. I love this show. I didn't start watching from the beginning. You told me about it and doing the show, and then watching people on Twitter keep talking about this show. I go, and it doesn't do well. I think this week the ratings picked up a little bit.
Yeah,
the ratings. I think word of mouth is finally getting. It's on FX on Wednesday night on must watch TV. It's the best night. It's the best night of television. I think you coined must watch TV.
Yeah,
it's the best night of television. There's so much on Wednesday nights. It's the best night. Used to be Thursday. Thursday's not even close anymore. But it's a great, great show. You care about the characters. It's like I've said 100 times. It's filmed in San Diego. You can't go wrong with that.
Yep.
If you haven't checked it out. You may have to watch it from the beginning a little bit. I had to go back and watch. I haven't seen every episode. I had to go back and watch the first couple to kind of get the kick. I call it Simon and Simon, but both are Rick. They're both the edgy guys.
Uh-huh.
It's a detective show, and it has some cops. And it's a good show. Actually, I'm surprised to say it's a great show. Go back and give it a chance.
Simon and Simon?
No, not Simon and Simon. Oh. No, Terriers.
Okay.
Simon and Simon was a great show, too. But it's,
no. It's That's where I think you're throwing great around pretty liberally.
Oh, you do it every week. So... It's a great show. 5 people watch it. So anyway, check out Terriers on FX. You won't be disappointed.
All right.
It has strong language though.
Yes.
It's not your parents' detective show.
my first yay is for South Park closed out its season with a really hilarious episode. about shake weights and...
So now I gotta go back and watch
it. Oh, yeah, it's so funny. and also Stan's dad just being an idiot. I mean, his dad is so funny. Yeah, it was just a really, really, really funny
episode. Was Stan's dad the guy using the shake weights?
No. Stan's mom was.
Oh.
I mean, you have to see the episode. It's just a really funny episode. So, but yeah, definitely a yay. I think it closed out, the season closed out very strong, and can't wait for next season.
Yeah, because that was March. One of your nays earlier in the season.
Yeah, it was. But this was a very good season of South Park.
All right. And that's gone for 14 years, something like that?
Yeah. I've watched it since the first episode aired back in 1997.
Wow. You were just a kid then.
I know, I was 12.
12. Well, that's a kid.
Yep.
You're still hanging on to your toys. my second nay is blank, my dad says. Sometimes this show can be pretty funny, and other times it's just a dud. It's one of those laugh track shows.
Yeah.
But you keep hearing the laugh track, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? And I think what bothers me is I don't like his son. I don't like Henry's character.
Really?
I don't like him. There's something about it. I
think overall the concept is real. It almost reminds me of... what was that? The Cavemen show, TV show. Where it's like this really funny commercial, and
the commercial guys.
The Geico, the cavemen. It's just
so
like.
Easy a caveman can do it.
Yeah, and it's just, I feel this is kind of the same thing because it's based off that Twitter.
Well, it's doing well in the ratings.
Oh, yeah.
And my theory is because it has, you know, someone was talking about 30 Rock, and I was on Twitter about 30 Rock, and blank, my dad says, I said, well, is anyone on 30 Rock more popular than William Shatner? And I would say no. More people are probably drawn to William Shatner for the show. To the Shat than anyone that would be on 30 Rock. I mean,
I would agree. I'd agree with you there.
I mean, 30 Rock has some great characters, some great people on it, but no one more famous or more of a draw than William Shatner. And I think that's the difference.
The Shat.
But sometimes it's really funny, but the last week I was like going, Just end. It's not funny. I don't like the storyline you're going on. It's stupid. Move on. Because sometimes it can be really good, and other times it's really bad. But people are watching it.
Well, there you go. My next nay is more of a meh than a nay. I mean, I did say I liked this episode, but overall, I think it should have been done differently. And that's Chuck.
Wow. You're usually saying Chuck's a great show.
Yeah, and I was disappointed. I think it had some really cool moments. I think it would have been way better. So I'm going to give Chuck a nay.
Well, Chuck this season has been a hit. It's like what I said about...
It's very hit or miss.
It's hit or miss. It's like, it's really... I think they made a mistake by going to 22, 23 episodes. I think they should have kept it at 13.
Well, I don't think that's so much. I just think they need to... They need to get more to the mystery part of it, you know? Like,
but I think that's the problem, though. You keep stretching these... it's like, you know, okay, we got to have a filler episode because we weren't expecting to have this many shows. I think 13 would have been fine. I'm to the point now. When Lost first went away from 22 episodes to 13, I was like, "What? No," or 16, I was like, "No," but it did work out better.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 13, 14, I think it's a better format than having the 23. It used to be the shows had 33, 34 shows,
mm-hmm.
But now
that's when shows are more individual as opposed to serialized,
right? So I think I agree with Chuck. I thought it was all right. I think it was a little better than what you thought, but I've kind of bashed on Chuck a couple times this year, so I'll stay off the bashing on Chuck. And my second nay, is Raising Hope. I love this show. It's not laugh out loud. Oh my god, I'm my side's aching.
I need to watch this because you really like it.
I always liked My Name Is Earl.
Uh huh. And it's similar. You said
it's
right?
Similar. It's by the same production company, I believe. It's not My Name Is Earl. I didn't go, oh my god, this is so funny.
It
was like
it was enjoyable. Everybody.
It was enjoyable. It was just an enjoyable episode. I like how they have like flashbacks and stuff like that from his childhood and
yeah.
And the kids, the little baby's adorable and just everything that happens.
And it's goes Bo on. Bridges and
Bo Bridges.
Was Bo Bridges on My Name Is Earl? Wasn't that
his name? He was on My Name Is Earl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about My Name Is Earl.
I know. I'm just saying.
I'm about Raising Hope.
I just want to say Bo.
Bo.
Bo Bridges.
Bo Bridges with his big thick eyebrows.
Yeah. It's caterpillars.
Yeah, caterpillars kill those things. But give it a chance. It's on Fox. I think it's on after Glee.
Yeah,
it's on right after Glee. They usually show an old episode. Well, not an old episode. It's only been on for this season. But they show, so you can kind of catch up in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Give it a chance. It's not like, oh my God, funny. You know, well, Jay probably think it will be. But it's just an entertaining 22 minutes of television.
Okay. All right. Okay.
If you like trailer trash, you're going to like Raising Hope.
All right. Let's see. My last yay is Glee. I love this episode. I thought it was the best episode of the season. Hit the music and hit the story for me.
Even with Gwyneth Paltrow.
I thought she was great.
Who everyone hates.
I thought she was cute. I was like, wow, she's like attractive to me for like the first time ever. So,
really?
Yeah. Like I've never found her like that attractive.
You didn't find her attractive with that Jack Black movie where she's a...
No.
No?
No. Not really.
I always had a crush on her mom.
I've always thought she was too skinny, but I thought she was really cute in this episode.
Her mom in her prime was attractive.
I don't think I've ever seen her mom in her prime. I've only seen her on...
The Meet the Fockers?
Yeah, or Meet the Parents. Or
Meet the Parents.
Meet the whatevers.
Yeah, in her prime, she was an attractive woman. Yeah. But she's on an episode of MASH.
But overall, I thought it was just killer episode. Season 1 quality episode, in my opinion. So that's my last yay for the week.
My first best of the... Why, my,
oh, that's... Let's get the drum roll first.
Oh, I forgot we have a drum roll.
Jump in the
okay, ground. Sorry.
All right, here we go. All right, Jack, your first great.
Well, it's my only great.
Oh.
I only wrote down one. Well, I guess I could say me. Is that being too like an ego?
Yeah, I think so. A little bit. Okay. A little bit.
All right, I won't say me.
Okay.
I was trying to think of a set. You put me on the spot. I think of it more than
no,
one.
No. It is your best.
It wouldn't be you. I wouldn't go that far. It'd be like people, oh, my God, wow. he's gone crazy.
Wow, thanks.
Best of the week, Detroit 187. I love this show.
Really? You'd make that best of your week?
I love this show. Wow. I was going to put Walking Dead on there, but that's just so easy. That's like people, oh, you put Mad Men every week. And
How much were you paid to put that show as your best of the week?
I love that show. People are going, why aren't you putting Friday Night Lights on there?
Yeah, I mean, that's your show.
I mean,
you haven't even talked about that.
It's hard to talk about because no one's, number one, no one's watching. The
but
ones
still, if that's
and the
your
ones
show.
That, and the ones that can watch it, they're not watching. They don't have DirecTV, so they have to wait until April or May to watch it. So it's kind of hard. I don't want to spoil anyone.
Okay.
But it has been good. But it's funny, one of the characters on there on Friday Night Lights, I will say right now, I no longer care about this person's character.
Wow.
I wish that character just would
have.
I just wish this character would have moved on. And I used to love this character.
Hmm.
So move on.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Okay.
I wish it could be the little kid from Toy Story.
Drive
away. But if you haven't seen Detroit 187, it's on ABC on Tuesday nights.
I usually feign away from picking the easy pick for best, but I think it's earned it, and that's Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Easily has earned it. It's just movie quality television.
It is. But I didn't want to go the easy way.
Well, you usually do, so I figured I'd take your way to it. And I was going to say The Walking Dead as best of the week.
And I won't argue with that.
That's my pick, and I'm sticking to
it. At least we both watch. You've never given Detroit 187 a chance.
You know, I watched it with Colleen one time. It's just those aren't my style of shows. Like I can't. I enjoy Blue Bloods, and I watch that show. But I mean, overall, it's just like bleh, bleh.
But it's a good show. It's character driven, and you like character driven shows.
I know,
don't you?
I know. It's just I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Huh. It's not your typical. But like I
agree. It's not your
what
typical.
I like about Detroit 187. It's not one. It's not one story going. It's
oh,
two
agree.
Stories going on.
I agree.
There's two different stories going on with the and there's behind this. There's other stories going.
Maybe
on.
Maybe I just don't like Detroit. Maybe that's what it is.
But why could you hate Detroit?
Have you been to Detroit?
No, I've never been to Detroit.
Well, then there you go. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just, I don't know. I just, I understand. People enjoy the show, so I don't want to bash it, but it's just.
Well, it's getting like.
Best of the week is a bit of a push.
It was really good last week.
Okay.
It was really good. In fact, I wrote down really good last week. It's just, I love that. It has a guy from The Sopranos. I love him. I loved him on The Sopranos. I just love this show.
Okay.
Watch right. it, guys. Hey. Give it a chance.
Hey. Okay.
All right.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thanksgiving.
Yay! I hope everyone has happy and
yes,
safe Thanksgiving.
Definitely. Definitely
I ate too much.
You give us a call at 919-275-0295.
Do we have any calls from last week?
No.
No one's calling us.
No. But now that... We were out there, and now that we have the feed finally working.
Oh, Mike. Well, that was a nightmare. You want to talk about if I had hair?
It would have been gone.
It would have been gone.
But, so you can go to jandjacktv.com patreon.com. Sign up for a Plus member, and I think it's either $2.99 a month or I think it's like $29 for the year. And then you can get the feed for this show, put it into your iTunes, and get the username and password to plug in there. And get this show every week. And once we get to 500 subscribers, we will do another show where you pick.
You choose.
And then once we reach that level, we'll set another goal to get to do another show for the week.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about this. And you go to jandjacktv.com for more info.
Yes.
And I think that's about it, Jack.
Also, if you want to follow, if you're following me on Twitter, if you can kind of give me some advice on which wedding I should go to. Jay's or Prince William's? Which one would I have more fun at? Which one would I enjoy the most?
Mine's a big Italian Catholic wedding.
Okay, that's
just open bar.
Okay, the open bar part's good, but that long Italian wedding, I don't know if I can handle that. So,
Catholic wedding.
Catholic wedding. I've been to those. Man, they're long.
Let me tell you, Prince William's wedding is going to be a lot longer. Let me tell you.
Will it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so don't do it to the email because Jay will see it. So send it to my go to Crackpot Jack on Twitter and just say, hey, go to Prince William or go to Jay.
Or you can follow me on Twitter, Luke Venk.
He'll never answer you.
Venk.
But I need some help with this because I'm pretty cool that Prince William's, it's pretty impressive that he listens to us, Jay.
That's cool.
So, but he doesn't.
But it's not cool that he didn't invite me. Maybe he feels like he stole my wedding day.
Is that what it is?
And he's kind of feeling it's a bit awkward.
You guys did announce it first.
Oh, way first. Like 7 months ago or something. Yeah. 8 months ago.
So maybe that's what it is.
I had it first, man. We had it first.
So, yeah, okay. But just let me know. I'm just stressed out. What to do? I got to make plans. I got to make, if I'm going to go to Europe, I got to make plans. I got to have a passport, but I got to make plans.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.